Welcome to the Power Walk Ministries broadcast. We're so glad that you've tuned in today as Reverend Paul Kanigs continues with the series titled Endurance for a Time Like This. When we look around at our world today and see that everything is in such chaos, how can we remain steadfast? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I trust you understand that we're anchored to Him, and no matter what, we can face the storms around us. Through the life of Peter, here's Dr. Paul Kanigs with the message, Finish the Race.
We've been trying to build this foundation now on how we can endure this race, how we can stay in the race that God has set us when God has placed us in a place where we have to trust Him. And when we are facing these situations that God has called us to, if we're not focused, we could become agnostics that God is not concerned. He exists, but He doesn't seem to be concerned as we deal with all the problems that we're dealing with, all the issues that we're facing. So we can start looking at things in ways that the Jewish people did in the Old Testament times when God put them into the promised land. But then they had these people just coming against them and taking their kids and taking their crop. And the time of Nehemiah and Ezra, and there they are. They were committed. They went back to the promised land when lots of folks stayed in Babylon, as you see the story of Esther and Mordecai. But they went back. They were obedient. And now they've got people taking their kids and putting them in slavery, taking their daughters and making them concubines, running trades through the cities that they were in. And no wall is getting rebuilt. And they're back there struggling, trying to get the temple established. I mean, where's God right now? Folks, sometimes we get to this process where God is saying, the race I want you to be in is a race of endurance, because what I'm calling you to is to refine you, to become all I need you to be. I'm like a father and a mother who wants the best for their children. So when they see that their children are not achieving well in academics, they put them in extra classes. Which kid want to go to school more? The parent is teaching the child to be responsible in making their bed and taking out the trash and trying to teach them responsibility and trying to teach them to get along with their brothers and sisters when they don't want to. What is the parent trying to do? Develop a responsible child. Not a pleasant process, but when the child grows up and they look at the parent and say, thank you for all you've done. Thank you for being committed to Christ. Whole different ballgame, because they've been through the discipline process. And the only reason the parents took them through the discipline process is because they love them and want the best for them. Christ is our Savior. He delivered us from sin and brought us into salvation. But God is our pruner, and He wants to see us bear much fruit. So the process He wants us in, with an enemy that is loose, an enemy that is coming up against us every day and just wants to take us out, as we see in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through verse 11, He has to teach us this process of endurance. And we build this foundation before we start walking through the different words for endurance. So we start to learn how, so that in this process, as God refines us, we understand which stage He has us in, which stage, what particular structure He has us in. This is a foundation that Peter needed to learn. He didn't get it. So when things went bad, Peter wasn't prepared. So Peter ran. Christ had to say, Peter, do you love me? And bring him back. He wasn't ready. So Peter's now teaching us what kept him in the race when he was beaten, locked in jail, when all these things happened. You couldn't get Peter to turn away from God anymore. He was totally riveted into doing what Christ said. He says, this is the foundation that he built on. Here's the last step to this foundation. We talked about verse 9 in this process. He says, but resist steadfast in the faith. Here is this thing that we must always remember. This is one that kept me at peace when I was out of work for a year. When in starting Living Word and transitioning from a great organization, good job, good benefits, great potential of promotions, starting a church with four couples, I remember this process because he taught me on the couch what he needed me to learn in Duncanville, Texas, in the woods. God taught me for that year this process. You must humble yourself under my mighty hand. Allow me to discipline you. Cast your care upon him, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Nothing could separate you from his love. It's a hesed love. Be sober. Don't let the emotional stress, the mental despair get you. Stay sober. Remain in his word. Be vigilant while you remain sober. We talked about that. You got to stay vigilant. The devil is trying to devour us. Totally want to discourage us. But the way we resist him is to stay steadfast in our vigilance. And when we stay steadfast, we got to stay steadfast in the faith. We talked about faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith is not something you just grab out of the skies. It's not something you just go around and say, oh, I got faith for this. I got faith. No, don't do that. Faith comes by the word of God. So you have to stay within the structure of God's word in order to understand what he is calling you to do. So because his word does not return void, it causes us and blesses us to remain steadfast. The word doesn't change. It doesn't adjust. It doesn't go left or right. So stay in the word. He's given us everything we need for life and godliness in his word. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through 4 says. So just stay right there. God's word is sufficient. I don't need to add anything to it or take anything from it. It's enough. Don't add to anything and don't go grabbing at whatever somebody said. Stay in the word. And then he says, now knowing this is one thing that captured my heart. Because when I lost my job, I remember sitting on that couch in Duncanville, and I kept thinking to myself, man, and here I was, took a job opportunity, left a great job, a great opportunity to work for Dallas Bible College, and it closed. And here I am now, have to humble myself, walk among these guys, talking about all their opportunities, and I am a carpenter with a master's degree, and God had to teach me, you know, there's a whole lot of people like you that are in ministry struggling. Don't ever think you are alone. Satan loves us to feel that way. You know, I actually saw this on the safari in Kenya. We went out to the safari, and man, this lion took off after these zebras. It's just going. So, you know, for us, it's a sight to see in the real natural preserve that is there. I mean, this, you know, you see that on TV, but we're going, wow. But I thought about it for a minute. I said, you know, for that zebra, this is not really a picnic. And so the zebras took off, but this other zebra just went off to the left side. He just ran for whatever reason. He left the pack. That's what the lion ran after. He didn't go after the pack anymore. That lion and lioness chased the one that ran from the pack. He, for whatever reason, he or she took off. Folks, sometimes when everything is going crazy, man, I'm out of this church. I'm just going to go home and pray and trust the Lord and fast and cry out to God. Because, you know, I don't even know why I'm going to church anymore. Why am I giving? I'm already struggling financially. What's serving? I ain't got time for all of that. We got all this mess going on. I got time to do all this stuff, man. I'm surviving right now. No. You got to stay in the pack. The church is the pack. The church is the body of Christ. The body of Christ is literally an anatomy of what the body of Christ looks like. The gift of encouragement, that's the heart. The gift of service, the hands. He's literally mapping out the anatomy of a body when he shapes the spiritual gifts in the church. And when those members that are given those spiritual gifts come to church, the Bible is saying all of that is built into one body, the body of Christ. So you can't leave the pack. You can't run away from your small group. You can't let pride get in the way so you don't want to tell people what you're going through and all these different things. Just, no, that's how he devours us. Don't feel alone. That's what Peter did. What did Peter do? Run off and try to find his own security. Run off and try to be what he got to be because Christ is not performing in the level he thought he's going to perform. Peter says, that's what got me. Now I'm out fishing here. And Christ finds me fishing because I just ran off. No. Stay in the pack. He's trying to teach us that. And the disciples came together. They stayed in the pack. He taught them to go out in twos. I should have stayed in the pack. We should have come together and say, no, he's taught us this. No, we ran for ourselves. We split up and going in all kinds of directions. And Satan got us and devoured us and tore us down in ministry. He humiliated us. And Christ had to stand there alone, with Satan trying to devour him and destroy him. No. The Bible says when things are at their worst, the way to experience God at his best is to not run to yourself and to soothe your own wounds. No, he says, don't do that. He says, remember this. But the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after we have suffered a little while, he may perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Oh, man. Boy, that'll make you want to jump up and say hallelujah. So you have to listen to these words and think of Peter. You can't just listen to these words and just go, okay, yes, we go into the Greek text, we learn what these words in the theological dictionary, what they mean, and go that route. No, you have to put this in the context of Peter's experience, because Peter's telling you about his experience. When I was released to go do ministry and I went to the temple courts and I'm preaching and they put me in jail and beat me, I'm still went out and preached. Why? Because God has taught me in his process of endurance, he perfected me. Nobody could cause me to leave him anymore. Nobody could cause him to turn away from me anymore. I'm finished. I understand this journey. I understand this race. I'm not going in any direction. Nobody could ever get me off this path anymore. I'm staying in the race. I'm not going finding some spot by myself to talk about Christ. I'm going back to the same spot. You want to beat me? You want to put me in prison? Do what you got to do, but I'm going to stay here and I'm going to run this race. Because he was perfected. He was established. He was strengthened because he committed. God, I will love you. I will stay with you. I will never walk away anymore. He was settled into his apostleship. He was committed to the journey. Nothing could change him. So church history says when they were getting ready to take his life, he says, turn me upside down. Don't crucify me like my Savior. He was settled. He was firm. It doesn't matter what you could take Peter through. He was going to finish the race. Same thing with Paul. Same way. You could beat him, the sufferings of this present time. Don't compare. Paul, we can take all your money. I have learned to be content in whatever state I'm in. Paul, we're going to do all these things to you. I'm anxious for nothing. He was perfected. He was established. He was strengthened. He was settled for the journey. Folks, it's not what you're going through. It's who you're going through it with. And when it is done, no one can steal your joy. The fruit of the Spirit is now your life. You're at peace with God. You have joy of the Spirit. You have the strength for long suffering. Because when we stay in this journey, guess who develops inside of us? The Spirit of God. Perfect, holy, righteous in every way. I no longer live, but it is Christ that lives in me. The Bible is saying, I now walk in his strength, not my strength. What could take me out? What could stop me? What could cause me to not experience the success God has for me? What could ever destroy me? Nothing. That's what he's saying. It's better to stay in the race of endurance, because when you come out, no one could steal your joy. No one could steal your peace. No one can stop you from having the strength for long suffering. No one could ever cause you to not love even your enemy. Folks, endurance is not a pretty race, but it's a perfect experience with a great finish. Stay focused.
Thank you, Pastor Cannings. Stay in the structure of God's Word and be in continual fellowship with God in prayer. Let's not lose heart, but commit to prayer regarding the many concerns around us. Now, for a copy of this message, please visit us online at powerwalkministries.org. That's powerwalkministries.org. You're also welcome to call us at 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. How can the church respond to what we face in our nation and in the world today? How do we respond to the many social issues that we're faced with? Biblical Answers for the 21st Century Church is a book by Pastor Paul Cannings that addresses just such issues, outlining the role of the church and what God calls each of us to as believers. Please visit us online at powerwalkministries.org to secure your copy. And remember, as believers, Christ lives in us, and we walk in his strength, not our own. Let's remain steadfast in this race of endurance.